Quick ad. The audio here is brought to you free, funded by sponsors and Patreon. If you want to help keep this show on the road, get early access to ad-free audio and tons of bonus content, now is the time. Patreon.com/girlonthenet. Annual subs are 20% off till the end of January. And with a subscription, you can remove all on-site ads, including this one. This is the 3-in-1 Secret Santa gift, written and read by Cheryl Blue. Christmas in the corporate world was always a pretty standard affair. As the executive assistant for the office, in the weeks leading up, there would be a steady stream of edible goodies plonked on the desk in front of me. It always attracted a crowd of employees throughout the day. It would be boxes of Quality Street, Heroes, roses, and mince pies. There was always mince pies, lots of them, because most people didn't seem to like them. Then there was the not obligatory, but if you didn't go, you would get frowned upon, work Christmas lunch, and of course, the piece de resistance, the Christmas party. It was pretty much the event of the year, highly publicised and often talked about for months afterward. We would also do a Secret Santa. This year was to be no different in that respect. However, around March, we got a new manager. He seemed okay, quite professional about everything, very typically corporate and, yeah, I suppose he looked very businesslike. Perhaps quite boring, even. Of course, that was a massive assumption, but he definitely fitted the stereotype of nerdy office manager. Despite that, there was something about him. Something weirdly sexy. Something unconventionally attractive. I'm not sure if it was the way he spoke or how he managed himself that did stuff to me, but it just did. It wasn't something that was instant either. It was more of a slow burner. Over the weeks, I thought about him often. Naughty thoughts. The noise around those thoughts was getting louder. He appeared to be getting more attractive by the day, so when he cheekily asked me if I might want to have a private Secret Santa of our own, in addition to the normal officey one, I couldn't say yes quick enough. I was very enthusiastic. My first thoughts on it were sexy ones. Just as my mind began to run away with me, Dave, the office fave, popped his head in to let my boss know that they were ready for him in the other meeting room. Now, Dave was definitely a bit of me. In fact, I think most of the ladies in the office, and indeed some of the men, felt the same. There was regular talk about how good-looking Dave is, how ripped Dave is, and how Dave must be great in the sack, despite never really hearing any talk about Dave having a partner. Once the door shut behind Dave, my boss got his stuff together, looked at me, and gave me a sexy side smirk and told me we had a deal. I batted my eyelids and asked if we should shake on it. He winked and said, "We'll be doing more than shaking." My pussy quivered at the thought of it. I opened up the door and scurried out just before he left too. Later that day, my boss bumped into me in the stairwell. He brazenly invited me to exchange our private Secret Santa gifts at the Hilton Hotel, not too far from where we worked. I instantly knew this was going to be more than just an exchange of a corny little present, but I was 100% in. I knew he fancied me and that he wanted me, and yeah, the feeling was very mutual. We agreed to meet up after work. When I arrived in the foyer of the hotel, my heart began to race. I was filled with nervous energy. I was also incredibly excited and couldn't wait to see how the evening would unfold. The receptionist advised me what room to go to, and I was off up to the third floor in the lift. I knocked on the door of room 333 and my boss opened it up. He looked even better out of the work setting. More sexy, more inviting, just more. He told me he had taken it upon himself to bring some champers just in case I fancied a drink. Of course, I didn't say no. We quaffed on the champers for no more than 5 minutes. Then my boss told me that he had a 2-part surprise, but first he needed to check with me that I was okay with Dave joining us. My pussy jumped a little. Dave the Fave, my boss, and me, all in one room. It was a resounding yes from me. And just then, as if right on cue, there was a knock on the room door. My boss opened it up, and in walked Dave. Dave the Fave. To say I was excited was an understatement. My boss then goes into a bag and pulls out a gift. He gives it to me and says, "Open it up." It was a box. After unwrapping, I discovered there was a strap-on dildo, a blindfold, some lube, a stimulator, and some anal beads. Wow, this was not what I expected, but all the same, I was here for it. My boss moved towards me and said, "How do you feel about the box? Is it a yes or a no?" As soon as I uttered the words, "It's a yes," Dave moved towards me, grabbed my chin, and stuck his tongue down my throat. I reciprocated, and before I knew it, we were locked into a steamy, wet, sloppy kiss. My boss moved behind Dave and began pressing himself against him. I didn't realise my boss was into men, nor did I know Dave was game either, but here we were. My boss began gyrating behind Dave just gently. He was warming himself up. Dave and I continued to kiss, and then he pulled away. He turned around to face my boss and then began to kiss him. I sort of just watched as I was unsure what to do. After what was probably no more than 30 seconds but felt like at least 10 minutes, my boss reached out, gripped my arm and pulled me gently towards the pair of them. He lifted my top off over my head. He murmured underneath his breath something about the size of my ample breasts, then proceeded to undo my bra. His mouth found its way to my right breast and he began to suck. Meanwhile, Dave had removed his trousers and had his cock in his hand, stroking. He was a good size. I couldn't help but notice how ripped his legs were. He definitely worked out. My boss continued to suck away whilst playing with my nipples. Dave had now also removed his top. He was fully naked, standing there, jerking off. Then he moved towards my boss and undid his trousers. They dropped to the floor and Dave dropped to his knees almost simultaneously. My boss let out a huge groan as Dave took him into his mouth and began to suck him off. I moved back because I wanted to see this. Here were the office fitty and my boss engaging in oral sex with me, stood there with my boobs out. Unbelievable. Dave stood up and beckoned me over. He started kissing me again. I could taste the mustiness of my boss on his lips. It was really sexy. My boss was now on his knees, returning the favour. He was going at it. He sucked that dick like his life literally depended on it. This was exciting. I felt really turned on. When Dave pulled away from my mouth and told me to go and get the strap on, I obliged. I had never used one before, so this was new to me. I figured it out pretty quickly, and next thing you knew, my boss was bent over in front of me, and Dave was applying lube whilst guiding the dildo into him. My boss wiggled and eased it in. Once he was comfortable, he started to grind on it. Initially, I barely even moved, partly because he was doing all the work, and secondly, because I wasn't really sure what to actually do. To be fair, he didn't need any assistance. He was well away, gyrating like a pro. Dave had positioned himself in front of him again, so he was sucking him off whilst I was pegging him. It all felt so surreal. But when Dave picked me up, dropped me onto the bed, removed the strap on, opened up my legs and began to eat me, I was back in the room. He licked and delivered sexy, sloppy head at a pace that I didn't know I preferred. He had a rhythm that I had never experienced, and let me tell you, it was everything. I could just feel my pussy juice flow. Call me a faucet because I was wet, really, really wet. His whole face was wet too. My boss then brought over the anal beads. Dave pulled away for a moment and allowed my boss to insert the beads into me. Whilst he was doing that, Dave grabbed the clit stimulator and within seconds had it on setting 4, pressed up against my clit. This powerful little bullet was wild. Honestly, it was so intense. My boss was up top paying attention to my boobs, caressing and sucking, and I just felt completely out of control in the most sexy, ethereal and orgasmic way. I began to soar to dizzying heights. Just when I was about to come, my boss pulled the beads out, and I couldn't help myself. I erupted. A deep, vibrating, out-of-body experience, complete with a gush of water. I have never orgasmed like that. I felt weak, but ready for more. The guys turned their attention to each other again. Now it felt like they were putting on a show for me. As I sat there quivering, they proceeded to suck each other off. Dave was on the bottom. My boss had positioned himself over Dave, knees either side of his shoulders, dick in his mouth, sucking him off. It was a sight to behold. They were going for it. Really going for it. My boss soon stated that he wanted to come. At this point, he eased up off Dave's dick and sort of stooped over his face. He was face-fucking Dave with his arse above his nose and his dick in his mouth. He bounced a little and Dave sucked away, stroking himself at the same time. I was transfixed with the beauty of this scene. It was actually glorious. My boss started to murmur more. He began to look flushed. He then hopped off Dave's face and lay back onto the bed. Dave knew exactly where this was going, and he rolled over and continued to finish off my boss as he lay on his back. It wasn't even a minute before he exploded. Thick, creamy cum filled Dave's mouth. He held it in, but then let it seep out through the corners and down his chin. He played around with it. Then he let it trickle down my boss's cock. Then he lapped it back up again, and all the while he jerked himself off. I was watching a real-life porno. Once my boss had managed to compose himself, it was time for Dave to finish. As Dave took his turn to lie on the bed, my boss beckoned me over and told me to suck off Dave whilst he played with his nipples. I did as I was told. My boss tweaked, flicked, licked and sucked on Dave's erect nubs. Again, it wasn't long. Dave let out a deep groan, louder than my boss. I instinctively moved my mouth away and Dave continued to jerk himself quite vigorously, actually. Then eventually, cum left his cock in thick globules. He looked completely deflated as he lay there. My boss sat at the edge of the bed while I flopped into the chair. I wasn't quite sure whether to put my clothes back on or stay naked. As I was deliberating in my head, my boss turned to me and said, "Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoyed your present." It was much deserved. I bit my lip, shifted a little, but managed to respond. Yes, boss, I did. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at cherylsworld.com and more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.